Hi, this is David Giard. Today we're talking about how to deploy from a local Git repository to an Azure web app. Here I'm on my Azure portal. This is the current portal. I'm going to select web apps from the left menu. Here's all the apps that I've deployed so far. And I'm going to create a new one. I'm going to call it, I'm going to click on New Compute Web App Custom to Create. I'll call it Giard001. Has to be unique. That green check means that it is. I'm going to put it into North Central App Service Plan that I've created already. And I'm going to check this checkbox that says Publish from Source Control. Notice when I check that checkbox that this second page appeared. I get to the second page by clicking this next arrow. And what this page does is it asks me, where is your source code? And these are the options for what source control repository systems are available to you or what are supported in Azure. Visual Studio Online, local Git repository, GitHub, Dropbox, Bitbucket, CodePlex, and some external repository. I don't actually know anybody that uses Dropbox as their source control, but the rest of these are very popular and very good. A local Git repository is a nice open source distributed system, and it's very popular. I'm going to select that one and click this next arrow here, and that is going to create a site for me. It'll deploy some resources in Azure. It'll create that site on those resources. And in that new site, it's going to associate, it's going to point it to a local Git repository. So that's spinning up. It's all done. I'll drill into it. You'll notice that there is a couple of links on the dashboard here where I can delete that Git repository. I can set some deployment credentials and so on here. If I go over to the deployments tab, there aren't any deployments yet. We just created this site here, but it actually gives us instructions on how to deploy. We can download the Git tools from here. We can commit files. We can actually take a, if we have a site already on the site, we some code on the site already, we can do a Git clone, and here's actually the site itself right there. But if we want to initialize a new one with the git init command, add files to it with git add, git commit commits it to the local repository, and then later we'll have to push that out, which is right here. So we can do the git remote Azure, and that's the site we push it to, and then git push Azure master. So because git is a distributed system, it's always a two-phase commit. We need to commit first to our local repository, and then we need to push those changes from our local repository up to the master. In this case, the master is here on Azure, and these are the commands to do it. Now, if I forgot to tell it this was going to be deployed from Git when I first created the site, that's not a problem. I can, for example, create a new site here, Compute Web App, either Quick Create or Custom Create works. I'll call this one Giard002. Make sure that's unique. Put that in the same data center here, and don't check this box. If I don't check that box, then I don't get asked those questions about where is the which source control repository I'm using, and it'll create this. It'll be a lot quicker to create it. And now when I go in here, I have an option down to the bottom to set up deployment from source control. And if I do that, it brings up the same second page as I had before when I checked that checkbox, and I could select at that point local Git repository. And that's really the same thing as doing it all when I created. And you see all those same things here. This is the URL that Git needs to know for this particular site. Now I've done this already. I've actually done a created the site, demo Azure deploy, and I've deployed a couple of times to it. We can go to the dashboard and see the link to the live site, demo Azure deploy.azurewebsites.net. And if you've done any ASP.NET development, you should recognize this template. This is what you get when you do File, New Project, and select Web in Visual Studio. You get a template like this, and I've modified it. You can see I've changed the text up here at the top. Other than that, it's pretty much the same template we usually see. You can also look, if I go back over here to the Deployments tab, you'll see that I've actually been playing with this a little bit, and I've had a number of deployments that I've been doing to this web app. So the source control for this or the source code for this rather, is right here in Visual Studio. I've got it open already. And the code page I'm looking up happens to be index.cshtml. This is an MVC app. And I'm going to make a small change to this. It says Azure and Git are awesome, and so is GCast. And I'll say super awesome. And GCast rocks. How about that? I don't want to say anything that isn't true. But then again, I don't want to sell myself short either. So I'll save those changes here. And that's my only change, a real small change. And then I'm going to go to the command window. And I want to open that up. Where is this? I've forgotten where I've placed this. Let me go to open folder in File Explorer. It's right here. So in my command window, I'll do a change directory to there. Actually, I want to go up one. If I do a dir, you see that I've already done a git init here. That's why this .git attribute is here. That's why that .git ignore. And I've told it where to point this deployment, where the master branch is. And I knew how to do that with this command. Right here. So this git remote add Azure right here, except in my case, I used the URL associated with this right here. So I've done that already. All I really need to do is just push this change out. So I'll do a git add dot. I'll do a git commit dash m. And I have to put a comment in here. Today's GCast demo change. Right there, and you can see one file change. That makes sense. And I could do a couple of changes if I wanted to, but this is a simple demo. So I'll do a. So now all I've done is I've committed to the local repository. I haven't done anything up in Azure. I need to push this out to Azure, and the command to do that we saw was git push Azure master right there. Ask me for my password, which I'm happy to enter, and then it'll package everything up, it'll create a script, it'll run that script, and it'll push that stuff out to the master branch, which happens to be on a server on Azure. And you can see right here, it's actually on the D drive of an Azure virtual machine. It's copying a bunch of files up there. It's actually just a few files up there. It went really fast because there's just a couple files, and they're very, very small. But it's all echoed out to the screen here. And here we have it. And what the change I made, remember, was Azure and Git are super awesome and GCast rocks. So if I go over to my site, you'll notice that when I refresh that, I should see super awesome and GCast rocks. And now here that change is here now. And if I go back to the deployment tab in Azure, then I'll see that here's the change that I just made. There's my comment in there. That's the active deployment. Here are some old changes. So I even have a history of that. And even more than that, I can select one of these, this history here, and I could, if I wanted to, I could redeploy. So let's say this change was something terrible. I actually broke something, and I wanted to roll it back. Well, a quick way to do that is just to select the next to last one and say yes, and that would undo this change, and it would make this, the second to last change, that would become the active deployment. So let that go for a second. And now when I refresh the live site in Azure, it should revert back to the change we had a few minutes ago. So there we go. So in this demo, we've seen how to associate an Azure web app with a Git repository and how to push changes from a local Git repository up to an Azure web app and how to revert those changes back. I'm David Giard. Thanks for watching.